Manu Patra alerts dated the 11th of May 2018. Supreme Court has expressed concern over the lack of regulatory oversight in the Aadhaar superstructure and reserved judgment on the legality of the all-pervasive, mandatory nature of the Unique Identity Scheme for residents of India. Supreme Court has refused to pass an order regarding the promotion of an enforcement directorate officer probing the Essel Max's deal case, who has claimed that frivolous complaints filed against him was deterring the department to promote him. Supreme Court has set a deadline of the 30th of June this year for the centre to decide on the issue of banning import of pet coke and said the government's failure on this count would compel it to pass a direction. Supreme Court has stayed the Calcutta High Court's order asking the West Bengal poll panel to accept nominations through email for the rural polls. Supreme Court has rejected a Dalmia Bharat plea that had sought a stay on an order allowing Binani Cements lenders to consider Ultratech's revised bid. Bombay High Court has said that complaints filed by public, where they allege of being cheated by a developer or builder, cannot be termed as civil disputes and police have to probe such cases diligently. Delhi High Court has issued an interim order restoring the ban on publication and sale of a book purportedly on his life, which he claimed contained defamatory content. Delhi High Court has restricted the scope of its previous order asking Bharti Airtel to tweak its T20 cricket live and free advertisement to the extent of advertisements published in print media only, and not television advertisements video clips. Madras High Court has suggested the Anna University to rope in a credit card company that can collect money from students and remit them online. Bombay High Court has dismissed a writ petition filed by a probationer civil judge junior division and judicial magistrate first class at Ulhasnagar and was dismissed from service for being unsuitable. Madras High Court has directed the Tamil Nadu government to fix a date for starting classes in the new law college premises before the commencement of the next academic year on the 9th of July, 2018. Madras High Court has directed that if any report is filed by the one-man committee appointed by the Tamil Nadu governor to inquire into the allegation against Professor Nirmala Devi, arrested on the 16th of April allegedly for luring college girl students into sex work, the same shall be kept in a sealed cover. Madras High Court has directed the state government to file a report on the steps taken to address the grievances of police personnel and reform their work conditions to prevent rising incidents of suicides. Madhya Pradesh High Court has observed that it considers death sentence as a measure of social necessity and also a mean of deterring other potential offenders.